Last weekend was the 50th anniversary of the Delano Grape Strike, a labor strike organized by agricultural and farm workers demanding wages equal to the federal minimum wage. Since then, farm workers have continued to suffer harsher and more dangerous working conditions than other sectors of the American workforce, says Arturo Rodriguez, president of the United Farm Workers.
I have seen up close the consequences of farm workers not being afforded key and essential workplace protections granted to other U.S. laborers. Today's announcement is a dream come true for all of those folks that fought so hard in those very early days.
That's Rodriguez speaking at a press conference announcing updated federal laws from the Environmental Protection Agency.
We can say that most of the same rules that have protected other American workers from dangerous cancer and birth defect causing pesticides are finally going to protect farm workers under the new EPA regulations.
Here's Gina McCarthy, EPA administrator.
Frankly, we're working very hard here to make sure that farm workers know that they have the same equities and the same fairness that other industry groups are being provided.
While the new laws are extremely important for the rest of the country, in California, the changes won't necessarily be sweeping, says Mike Muter, an attorney with California Rural Legal Assistance, who gave input on the new guidelines.
Farm workers in the rest of the country will be catching up a little bit to protections that have already existed here in California for some time.
That includes protections such as banning miners from handling toxic materials.
Definitely is an important step in the rest of the country, and the additional changes made in California might be slightly more incremental, but they're important as well here too.
But California's workers will see some changes.
Pesticide trainings provided by employers must be provided every single year, instead of the current requirement in California is that those trainings be provided every 5 years.
There will also be an increase in the number of pesticides that require field postings, warning workers and residents to stay out of the field once they've been applied.
Current California law only requires that the most toxic pesticides that have reentry intervals of 7 days or greater, that when those pesticides are applied, there be a sign posted in the field to advise workers and other rural residents of the pesticide application.
The new rules specify that any pesticides with reentry intervals, the amount of time people must stay out of the field, greater than 48 hours must also have posted signs. This will include some pesticides used in local grape growing. Calls to the Sonoma Grape Growers Association for comment on the new rules were not returned. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.